September 1st, Jesus says, "No, you are not alone. You have your Jesus nearby, as very few do, for if it is true that I am with all my children with my grace, with very few am I near in the way in which I am with you, and which I have used on seeing your very painful general condition. I know how far a being's resistance can go, and since the weight of pain which you must bear is oppressive and out of the ordinary, I have made up for it with extraordinary means which I reserve for very few. I remember my need for help in the tragic hours of my passion, and I want those who are like me twice over also, to have what I desired for myself like me, because they are disciples, and like me, because they are subjected to the passion and are crucified. You are not alone. You have me as a Cyrenian, and you have my mother as a Veronica. Mary is the model for orphans, and recalls her torture as an orphan just as I recall my tortures in agony. Holiness does not suppress pain. Mary and her immaculate holiness harshly suffered over the death of her parents, whom she could not comfort with her kisses. Do you see how you resemble her? Mary and her holiness, which was so perfect, second only to God, was able to love and suffer like no one else, for holiness, as a bringing to perfection of all the good sensibilities of the heart, consequently bears an increased capacity for loving or suffering. The holier the soul is, the more it is increased. Well then, this woman, who was spared no pain, and no one should have been so exempt from it as she, because she was immaculate, and thus free from the weight of pain caused by Adam's sin, this woman, who shed so many tears, because of so many mournful losses, and saw her father, mother, husband, and son snatched away from her by death, is the one I give to you as a Veronica, and I give her to you as a mother. It is the month of the pierced heart of Mary, and of the exaltation of my cross. Do not refuse to be like the pierced woman and the immaculate man.